A little Sween Delgado with the track Dance No More. I was going to say Moves. Dance No Moves. I don't know why, but it's Dance No More. Steel City Music, Gunner here, spinning some tunes for you on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And, of course, you can download all the shows on steelcitymusic.ca. And, oh, my God, my hands are cold. I've been rubbing them. I got the diabetes. Had it for a while now, but it's under control. Just had the blood work done, and the nutritionist's like, you're doing great. Oh, my God. You're actually following your instructions. Oh, wow. And you're losing weight. You're doing really good. And she says all these things to me, and I'm just like, oh, you're waiting for the other shoe to just drop. Like, oh, yeah, but one other thing. Everyone thinks you're a moron. Oh, no. There's a test for that? She's probably not wrong if she did actually diagnose me with that. All right, in this first set of music, we're going to hear some Blue Canopy with the Motovun, Modem Bodies with Pack Rat, Maddie comes in with Do You Love Me, Legwork with This and That in this set of music as well. Also, Indigo Waves with the Drainer Manor, Nolan Garrett with Telling Me Something, and Ugatia Sai Guy. Am I saying that right? Or am I reading that wrong? I'm not quite sure. My monitor is kind of messed up right now. But starting things off, Mint Julep with the track Black Maps. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Just take it slow now. Try and get it right. No way. I have a tendency to be a rude person. Like I try to stop that. Like when I'm in shops, like occasionally a friend or a girlfriend or something like that will tell me when I go in the shop. Sometimes I just go like this. I'm like, how much this mug? Like in my brain, right? I don't understand I'm being rude, but in my brain, I'm going, excuse me, kind sir, I was wondering if you would tell me how much to purchase this mug would be. Like, I think I'm being super polite, and then I'm like, thank you. But I'm like, how much mug? And then I'm like, and then I just walk
That's
out.
That's too much. Right? What are you?
I don't know I'm being rude. I got a little bit of the spectrum on me. I'm a little bit, and I don't know those social things where you're meant to talk to people. And also, I've worked by myself for so long. I've been self-employed since I was 23 years old, just by myself. I never really had to interact with people. I was by myself the whole time.
Well, in Freedom, you mention that you found out through your son's vaccination process that you were on the spectrum, and that was sort
of... I found out that I have little things about me that I sometimes don't notice when people are upset. I very rarely make eye contact with people, and even now, like every now and again, I'm consciously going, make eye contact again, and then I phase off. And I realize...
That's going on in your head right now.
Yeah, and I really realized this when I was acting, and every time they were doing my shot this way, and so you're not meant to look down camera, you're meant to look past the camera, and they always put a bit of tape on the wall when the other actor isn't with you. So the other actor might be giving lines here, but they put a bit of tape on the wall, so you go, that's where your eye line is. And then they kept on going, you're not looking at the tape. And I'm like, I wouldn't look in their f***ing eyes if... When you're in the scene together, it's fine. But, like, just had to stare back at the tape. I was feeling uncomfortable staring back at the tape. And so I don't understand these people who just keep eye contact the entire time through a conversation. It seems very uncomfortable to me. And so, I'm sure other people in my life, as I said, I told people that they diagnosed me with mild. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that sounds about
right. That makes
sense. That's about right. But I don't know if I do. I think people are different. I think people have their own personality traits. I think there's some people are awkward. Now, there's obviously people who have complete Asperger's who, sure, you know, there's no question about it. But I think some people, we're all just wired a little bit differently, and that's how things work.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music. This next set of tunes that I put together to close out the hour, what do we got here? We're going to hear from Tender, Come Down When You're Ready. Also, Lane 8 and Julia Church with the track Oh Miles. Also, Beach for Tiger with the track Days. Firdaus with Gravity. But starting things off. Dazed, Somebody Like You. You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music.
Morty, Kojima just wants us to reconnect to fractured society and stop the Death Stranding. What are all these ghosts?
Those are the Death Stranding, Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Jeez, Rick, you know, we've been walking for a while, and I got this baby in a tube here.
Maybe it's some sort of crazy upgrade. Hold on, I've got an idea.
Hey, stop!
All right,
stop!
It's not an upgrade. Let's eat it.
What? We can't eat it? It's a baby.
Morty, what if it makes us run faster or jump higher?
Okay, let's eat the baby.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Some Matt Sanders right there for you, kicking off this episode of Steel City Music with the track Slow Faded. Faded? Hey, your host Gunnar here, hanging in with you on this episode. Of course, spinning some tunes. No interviews this episode. Just a lot of music and just enjoying it. So